in the morning, and I have been looking forward to meeting Travis Smith, associate professor in the Department of Political Science at Concordia University, and the author of the new book, Superhero Ethics. Travis, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, right back at you, Brad. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I'll tell you something. When I got a hold of this, I said, I don't believe it. I mean, Superman is there. Superhero is there. I was right when I was a kid. I'll tell you, just explain it to my radio audience. When I read it, I said, boy, this makes so much sense.
Well, thanks, Brad. So in Superhero Ethics, I've taken a look at these characters that are so popular in movies and television these days that, you know, as hero characters are put forward as models for admiration and imitation. They're fictional for sure. They have fantastical powers beyond belief, and their adventures are unlike anything in this world. But nevertheless, you know, anytime you've got characters that are put forward as, role models, we should ask ourselves the question, well, what do they really represent? What ideas regarding how human beings should live in order to be better individuals or better contributors to their community, what do they represent? And in Superhero Ethics, I took a bit of a critical look at these characters to think them through and figure out which ones are admirable and which ones aren't, and which ones make better role models for ourselves and for our children.
You know, Travis, how do you get ideas like this? This is what just blew me away when I was, reading about you, and I said, what? We're talking about superheroes, and you have brought them to life. You've made them real.
Well, thanks. There's an old tradition, and I'm a political philosophy teacher by day and, crime fighter by night, Brad.
Okay.
but there's an old tradition in political philosophy that says you can look at the sort of ordinary, everyday opinions and preferences, the things that people enjoy, even if they seem frivolous, even if you think they're just a matter of an amusement or a mere story. And we can apply our minds to those things and allow them to offer some resources on which to think critically on who we are as people, as a society, who we think we are when we're at our best. Heroes try to represent that, or who we think we would be if only we were better than we are. And so you can start with something that looks like it's just popcorn amusement, and take advantage of it as an opportunity to think about ourselves.
Talking with Travis Smith, associate professor in the Department of Political Science at Concordia University and the author of a new book, Superhero Ethics. Now, how long has this book been out, and what has been the reaction? I would imagine the reaction has been tremendous.
Well, thanks, Brad. The book came out this summer, so it's still new. And I've been getting some very positive reaction and some critical reaction as well, as you can imagine, Brad. Nobody wants to write a book that everybody loves. There'd be something suspicious about that.
But again, this is tremendous, because they probably won't admit it.
But I
will admit it.
Okay.
I read a lot. I love to read, and I, prepare my program, but I think different thoughts. And once in a while, I do think of the heroes. I do think of the ones that I admire and why I admire them. And generally, there's somebody that took care of somebody else, that's not afraid to say what he or she believes. And I just thought of you when I knew you were going to be on the program, and I said, yeah, I think of heroes, and I admire heroes.
Right. Well, heroes always represent models of bravery or courage, and in our society they are altruistic. They're making sacrifices, taking risks on other people's behalf. And of course, the real world is full of people who do that, sometimes once in a lifetime in a life-changing way, and sometimes on a sort of daily basis in one way or another. And in Superhero Ethics, I take a look at the sort of larger-than-life fictional models, but I do so in a fashion not just to sort of treat them as merely as beyond belief, but rather to say, well, what kinds of qualities do they represent that are actually qualities that any person, even without any kind of fantastical abilities, just using our, well, let's say our regular but nevertheless still extraordinary human abilities to be the best versions of themselves and the best members of the communities that they can be.
Now, you're an associate professor in the Department of Political Science at Concordia University. Do you ever, with some of these hopeful politicians, you ever throw a few things at them?
Throw a few things at them, usually. I'm not quite sure how to take that question, Brad. I mean, it is my job as a professor to try to challenge the students, right?
And yes.
Not just to flatter them. It's my job to make them, you know, think twice about who they are and what they're doing, and not just, you know, put a battle axe in their hands and point them in the right direction so that they can start swinging. I use in my classroom old books to try to get students to take a critical perspective on their own society. But it's also the case that I'm able to do so often by drawing on these, you know, pop culture artifacts like superhero stories in order to make the material familiar and interesting and relevant to the students, because there's always a prejudice in young students to think that, you know, old books and old authors aren't relevant. They don't matter anymore. They're outmoded. They're old-fashioned. But if I can find ways, using the kinds of stories and characters that they're familiar with, and given the popularity of these movies these days, everybody's familiar with these now. Even adults who are taking their children and grandchildren to the movie theater have greater familiarity than they might have thought they ever would have now. And so even if you're not a fan of superheroes, I've written a book that says, well, if you're at least aware of them and you want to, you know, wonder
yep.
for yourselves, what do they have to say about our society today and what kind of role models you're putting forward, then I've tried to written a book for you and not just for the students in my class these days.
Well, Travis, I'll tell you, I was looking forward to having you on the program, and I'm really so happy that you were able to spare the time to talk with me about superheroes.
Thank you very much for having me on the show today, Brad.
You bet. And this book is, of course, for sale. They can get it anywhere, right?
Well, as far as I know, it's available wherever fine books are sold, as we say, Brad. But I know for sure you can get it on Amazon, both in print and on Kindle. You can get it in Barnes & Noble. It's from Templeton Press. You can get it directly from them. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And I hope we talk again. Take care.
Back on the show. Thanks, Brad.
You bet. 17 minutes after.